Neurodevelopmental disorders, common myths. Neurodevelopmental disorders are conditions that affect how a child's brain develops and functions. These conditions influence areas such as communication, learning, behavior, attention, social interaction, and motor skills. Common neurodevelopmental disorders include autism spectrum disorder, ASD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, intellectual disability, learning disorders, language disorders, and motor coordination disorders. Despite increased awareness, many myths and misunderstandings persist about these conditions. These myths often lead to delayed diagnosis, unnecessary guilt, stigma, and missed opportunities for early intervention. Addressing these misconceptions is essential for helping children reach their full potential and for supporting families in a compassionate and informed manner. Myth 1. Neurodevelopmental disorders are caused by poor parenting. One of the most harmful myths is that parents are responsible for their child's difficulties. Statements like, "you didn't discipline the child enough," or "you spoiled them," are not only inaccurate, but deeply hurtful. The truth? Neurodevelopmental disorders arise due to differences in brain development, influenced by genetic, biological, and sometimes prenatal or perinatal factors. Parenting style does not cause autism, ADHD, or learning disorders. While a supportive environment helps children thrive, it does not create or eliminate the condition. Parents need support, not blame. Myth 2. These children are lazy, stubborn, or intentionally misbehaving. Children with neurodevelopmental disorders are often misunderstood as being difficult or defiant. A child who struggles to sit still, follow instructions, or complete homework may be labeled as lazy or naughty. The truth? What looks like misbehavior is often a skill deficit, not a motivation problem. A child with ADHD may struggle with attention control. A child with autism may find social rules confusing. A child with a learning disorder may find reading or writing genuinely exhausting. These children are usually trying their best, but their brains process information differently. Myth 3. Neurodevelopmental disorders mean low intelligence. Many people wrongly assume that a child with a neurodevelopmental disorder is not intelligent. The truth? Intelligence varies widely among children with these conditions. Some children may have average or above average intelligence but struggle in specific areas such as language, attention, or social understanding. Others may have uneven skill profiles, excelling in some areas while needing support in others. A child's difficulties do not define their intelligence or future potential. Myth 4. Children will outgrow these problems. Families are often reassured that the child will grow out of speech delays, attention problems, or social difficulties. The truth, neurodevelopmental disorders do not simply disappear with age. However, early identification and intervention can dramatically improve functioning. Skills can be learned, coping strategies developed, and challenges managed effectively. Ignoring early signs in the hope that they will resolve on their own may delay valuable support. Myth 5. Autism and ADHD are fashionable or overdiagnose it. Some believe that neurodevelopmental disorders are being diagnosed too frequently and that children are being unnecessarily labeled. The truth? Increased awareness, better screening tools, and improved access to specialists have led to better identification, not an artificial increase. Many children in the past were simply misunderstood, mislabeled, or left unsupported. A proper assessment is based on careful clinical evaluation, not trends or parental pressure. Myth 6. All children with autism are the same. Media portrayals often show a narrow image of autism, leading people to expect identical behaviors in all children. The truth, autism is a spectrum, meaning children can present very differently. Some may speak fluently, others may have limited speech. Some may be academically strong, others may need significant support. Sensory sensitivities, social understanding, and daily functioning vary widely. No two children with autism are exactly alike. Myth 7. technology, screens, or vaccines cause neurodevelopmental disorders. Parents often worry that screen exposure, mobile phones, or vaccinations may have caused their child's difficulties. The truth? There is no scientific evidence that vaccines cause autism or other neurodevelopmental disorders. While excessive screen time can affect behavior and attention, it does not cause underlying neurodevelopmental conditions. Blaming external factors can distract from the more important goal: early support and intervention. Myth 8. Therapy means something is seriously wrong with the child. Some families hesitate to seek help because they fear therapy implies severe disability or lifelong dependence. The truth? Therapy is not about labeling or limiting a child. It is about empowering them. Speech therapy, occupational therapy, behavioral therapy, and psychological support help children build skills, confidence, and independence. Early support often reduces the need for intensive intervention later. Myth 9. Children with neurodevelopmental disorders cannot succeed in life. This myth causes unnecessary fear and hopelessness for families. The truth: with the right support, children with neurodevelopmental disorders can lead meaningful, productive, and fulfilling lives. Many excel academically, professionally, creatively, and socially. Success may look different for each child, but potential should never be underestimated. Progress is measured in growth, not comparison. Myth 10. Seeking help means failure as a parent. Parents sometimes avoid professional help because they feel it reflects poorly on them. The truth? Seeking help is a sign of responsibility, insight, and love. Early evaluation helps families better understand their child and respond to their needs effectively. No parent is expected to navigate these challenges alone. Our support systems exist to help both the child and the family. Conclusion: myths surrounding neurodevelopmental disorders create barriers to understanding, acceptance, and timely care. When misinformation dominates, children may be misunderstood, families may feel isolated, and opportunities for early intervention may be lost. Replacing myths with knowledge fosters empathy, inclusion, and hope. Neurodevelopmental differences are not failures or flaws. They are variations in how the brain develops. With awareness, early support, and a compassionate approach, children with neurodevelopmental disorders can thrive and reach their unique potential. Understanding is the first step toward empowerment, and every child deserves that chance. Further reading: Language Disorders in Children, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Language Disorder in Children, SAI, Occupation Therapy for Autism, Spectrum Disorder, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Occupational Therapy for Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD Excessive Screen Time, Consequences, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Excessive Screen Time, Consequences, Spotting Autism Spectrum Disorder Early, What to Look For, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Spotting Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD Early, What to Look For, Learning Disability Made Easy, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Learning Disability Made Easy, Symptoms of ADHD in Children, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Symptoms of ADHD in Children, Excessive Screen Time, Causes, https://mentalhealthwithulsora. Excessive Screen Time, Causes.